And good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Ches, and we learned Siman Chaf. The Chayyim spoke about the issue of a person drinking from the Christ of Birchos Hamazon. So the question comes up: is what is the appropriate halacha in regards to a case where we have Sheva Brachos by Shalshudas, and the Suda is finished during this period of Ben Hashmashas, or even after Ben Hashmashas? Before Ma'ariv, Habdullah has not been said yet, should one drink from the Kais of Birchos Hamazon, the Kaises of the Sheva Brachos? So the Chayyim already is on record, if it's been a Shmoshes, so one can be makel to drink the Kais of Birchos Hamazon, and Mishnah Berura follows the Chayyim in that regard. So if the Sheva Brachos finishes during Ben Shmoshes, so there's no question that we can have the people drink from the kais of the Birchos Hamazon and the kais of the Sheva Brachos. The question which comes up is the case where it's finished, once it's ready after Ben Shmoshes, it's Tavarei Laila, but they were Mamshech Lesuda, which they are allowed to do. Now they're benching. What's supposed to happen? Since most people are not Makbid to always bench on a kais, so can they drink from the kais of Birchos Hamazon, and can they drink from the kais of the Sheva Brachos? If yes, who is supposed to drink? So Rosh has a tshuva in Erechaim Chelik Dalet, where he comes out that the Mavorich should not drink, only the Chosid Kalot should drink, but the Mavorich should not drink. And seemingly, his main point over there is actually that the main kais that you're drinking from is the kais of the Sheva Brachos, but included in that is the kais of Birchos Hamazon. But the Mavorah does not drink. That's Ramosha's approach, which was written to Rephraim Greenblatt, the Rivas Ephraim. It's also the same tshuva was found in the Rivas Ephraim that he asked Ramosha, and Ramosha responded to him. However, the minhag olam is that we we make all that the Mavorach does drink, and the Chasan Kala drink as well. So why is that? Why do we have two cases by Sheva Brachos? So this is based on a tosis in Psachim that we have a concept which he spoke about back in Klal Samaches called Enosim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. We don't pile on multiple mitzvahs into one ma'aseh kiyum, to sort of seemingly to try and avoid the tircha, the expenditure, etc. That's not appropriate cover for the mitzvah. So the more discussed is we make havdalah motzi Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. We use the same question for both. The more questions that how can we do that? Enosim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. The more answers that the kiddush and havdalah really are along the lines being one concept, and therefore it's not a problem. So Tosfos says that whereas the Kais of Birchos Hamazon and the Kais of Sheva Brachos are for two different purposes, the Kais of Birchos Hamazon is that you're supposed to bench on the Kais. That is no shaykhus at all to the Sheva Brachos, which is because of the Simcha. So we need two Kaises. When is the appropriate time to fill the Kaises? In other words, should we fill both Kaises at the beginning, bench on one, and then make Sheva Brachos on the other? Or should they wait till after you finish benching to fill the second kais and only then make the Sheva Brachos on it? This is the Magen Rama stands that this is going to be machlokes between a kaisis, which you have to wait till afterwards to fill. According to the Rambam, one can fill the kais beforehand. Because of this concept of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, you have a difference during benching. It looks like you're ready running to the second mitzvah, according to the Tosfos, when you haven't really fully finished the first one, and that's inappropriate, according to Tosfos. So the kais of Sheva Brachos is for the Sheva Brachos. We're saying that this is appropriate thing to do, even in a Shmosh, is to drink the kais of Sheva Brachos. But the kais of benching is a kais of benching. So why is the kais of benching over here going to be any better than the kais of benching in general, which we say one should avoid drinking during before Havdalah? So that is a question which we need to clarify. So now we pointed out the question. So, Master Hashem, in the next year, we will give you the answer, If anybody has a lacha ma'aseh shaila between now and then, please be in touch. Meanwhile, have a good day.